Oh, well.
Sorry, podcast listeners of Overtime, for all that you missed. I'm Ben Lee. Julia Ramsey's sitting next to me. Intern Will's on the other side of the table.
You
missed the greatest opening segment I think this show has ever done. If I'm being honest with myself, I just have to say you missed probably the greatest opening segment, one of the better segments I've ever done personally.
It was a good segment.
I mean, you learned a lot about me, my personal life. All right, we saw a deep glimpse into just how terribly socially awkward I am when it comes to certain situations.
A lot of people might be able to relate to your situation.
I'm sorry, podcast listeners. I'll try to do better the rest of the night. Let's regroup. I'm shook now. I'm shook from my life, from the podcast.
The people who really
matter
have heard it.
Yes.
How about that?
You know what? Yeah. If you wanted to hear the story, you should have been listening live. That's on you guys. We love the live listeners more.
We love all the listeners.
Yeah, we love all the listeners. Julia's got it.
We got it.
Stick with us. This is Overtime. We'll be back on the other side. Fox Sports Knoxville, Fan Run Radio. Guess who's back?
Back again.
Overtime. Overtime's back.
We're back.
We're here. We're talking. We were talking in the break still about our parents' houses. And like Will said, like, yeah, I usually, like, if my parents are out of town, like, I'll have friends over to play 2K. But I don't usually throw a party or anything.
I have before, but I've never thrown a party or anything.
He said he's never thrown a party, and I was like, I'm trying to think. I've really only thrown one party at my mom's house, and I got caught.
Mm.
And I was so mad because I thought I had nailed it.
Really?
All right?
Were they like out of town?
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
No.
I'll set it up. All right.
All right. Let's hear it.
She was gone for the weekend, and I can't really remember where, but she was gone for the weekend, and it was like my freshman year of college. So like all my friends had fakes. I didn't have a fake, but all my friends had fakes, and they were like, yo, Ben, like, your mom's out of town. Like, let's throw a party at your place.
Oh, so they pressured you.
Yeah, like, it wasn't even my idea. Which, most of the parties that, like, I've thrown were always like, hey, we're having a party at your place.
Yeah.
Which, like, I was always just like, okay, damn, okay. But,
there's always that friend.
My friends were like, hey, like, because my mom's house is this big basement. It's, like, literally the size of the house. Like, the basement is the entire, like, It's two floors, and the basement is a whole floor,
mm-hmm.
which was like where my room was, living room,
oh,
pool
so
table.
Oh, so you had the whole basement to yourself pretty much.
Yeah, I had the whole area to myself anyways.
Gotcha.
So she's out of town for the weekend. My friends were like, hey, let's throw a party. I'm like, yeah, sure, fine, let's do it. So like get some beer. We got some like Fireball because that's what you drink when you're a freshman. We had some people over, and we had my street's not long, and we had cars lined up down my side of the street and halfway up the other one.
Oh, no.
And then I had a fire pit in the backyard, and for some reason they convinced me to go ahead and start a fire.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was burnt beer boxes in the fire pit from where people were just trying to dispose of evidence.
Right.
And I had, you know, we have a pool table, which if you put the cover on it,
mm-hmm.
it'll bounce perfectly for ping pong balls.
Oh, okay.
But we never put the cover on the pool table, which was giveaway number one. But I put the put the cover on the pool table. We tested it out. Perfect.
You're saying you forgot to take the pool cover off.
We forgot to take the pool cover off, which was giveaway number one. But we put the pool cover on, played beer pong. So anyways, flash forward to after the party. My mom gets back
from
town.
Was it at least a fun party?
Oh, it was awesome. Yeah. Okay. No, yeah. The basement was set up perfectly. I had Christmas lights strung up all around the top. So, like, we had party lights basically already. My friend, there's, like, the Beats pill?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there's also called the Beats. There's also a thing called the Beats box.
Okay.
Which is, like, this big.
Yeah.
Can't really. Sorry, this is a radio thing. If you're watching on Periscope, you kind of see the dimensions.
Pretty big.
It's, you know,
for a
decent,
speaker.
But, you know, you just put that in the corner and it resonates
mm-hmm.
everywhere.
So we had the music bumping.
We had the music. We had
the lights.
Lights, women, booze.
The women. Yeah, all the good things
for the
party atmosphere.
We were out there fishing for women. That's a whole other thing. That's my friend, my brother's friend, Tyler. One time he called me and my brother. He was like, hey, what are you guys doing this weekend? And we're like, I don't know. And he's like, well, I'm going fishing. What? Fishing for women? Anyways, back to this thing.
That's a thing, I guess.
Back to this. So, I, you know, throw the party, whatever. Right. Flash forward. My mom comes back. And I get a text while I'm at work one day.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, did you throw a party at my house? And I said, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, no. You denied.
I denied it. I was like, no. Like, why would I throw a party? Like, that's stupid. Like, Mom, if I'm going to party somewhere, I'm not going to do it at your house. Like,
okay.
Like, you know, like, it was at the point in my life where I was like, look, you know I'm drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know I'm doing this stuff. Like, but I'm not going to openly do it at your place because you are against that.
Yeah.
And so I get home from work, and she's in the basement. Which, like, she never, like, we literally did have, like, the two separate floors. Like, mm-hmm. She was always upstairs. I was always down.
Yeah.
She's, like, standing in the doorway of, like, the basement. And I'm like, what's up? You know, like, what's going on? And she's
what
like,
what are you doing down here?
She's like, come here. We walk into the basement. And
right to the pool table.
Not right to the pool table, actually. She stops at the kitchen. There's, like, a little kitchen table type thing that was down there to the right.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I don't know what, I think that's where we were serving the drinks, maybe.
Okay.
That's where we had the beer and the alcohol, like the beer and the booze set up.
Yeah, you know.
And it's sticky as all hell.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't take a Clorox wipe to the
table? I thought I did. But it was sticky as all hell, and there was a magazine on the table. And she tried to pick it up,
and
it ripped the whole, like, back half of it off. Like, didn't even budge. Like, she just straight ripped in half.
Oh, no.
And I was like, that's a dirty table. Still just trying to play it off. Just trying to.
You
I was like,
could though, because you said that she never goes down there.
I was like,
I was like,
that must be just from the sodas. Like I was like, that's from the Coke that I always have down here.
Yeah.
Sorry. Like I was still trying. I was still had it kind of going, and then she goes, "Okay, but what about this?" And she picks up a flower pot. Okay,
mm-hmm.
This weird little like, I don't even know what it is. It's just a flower pot in my mind.
Okay,
and in it was a singular ping pong ball.
Oh.
A singular ping pong ball.
Just one.
That money shot.
And
celebrity
I remembered
shot.
And I was like, oh my God. I verbally said, that's where the other one went. Because
oh,
I found
no.
the other four. I found, like, you know, they come in packs of four. I found the other four. And I had them hidden away in my room. And I just could not find this one. And I searched the basement for a day. Like the party was Saturday, or the party was Friday. I had Saturday to clean up and hang out.
Sunday
she came home. I looked in that basement all day Saturday. I cleaned everything up, cleaned up the backyard with all the boxes that were getting burnt. I cleaned up beer bottles that, here's how stupid my friends are. There were beer cans stuck inside bushes in my yard. So I literally had to go around my yard and like pull out beer cans and just put them in a trash bag. I was like, "What are you guys trying to do?" And they're like, "Had to throw them away somewhere." And I was like, "The trees?
Inconsiderate.
The trees were where you're throwing that away?" So I literally just verbally was like, "So that's where the other one went," and just stopped. And I was like, "Oh God!" And then she was like, "One, there's never a pool cover on that pool table." She's like, "And two, the tarp was not folded up because I put, that's mm-hmm. the other thing, I put a tarp underneath the pool table just in case some slosh." She's like, the tarp wasn't folded up either, and there's a ping pong ball down here.
Mm-hmm.
What happened this weekend?
Yeah.
I was like, oh God, well, you got me.
She got you.
That's basically all I could say. I was like, you got me, you know? And she was like, so where'd you get the booze? And like, you know, where'd you get the beer? Where'd you get the alcohol?
Mm.
I was like, I don't know.
Just
shrugged.
It just appeared.
I just shrugged. I just said, I don't know.
It just appeared.
Because I'm not selling out my friends.
Right.
Stanley is not no rat.
I ain't no snitch.
No.
All right? I ain't no snitch. So I just shrugged. I was like, I don't know. And she's like, if you want to keep your car, you'll know. And I was like, I pulled the keys out and went to hand it to her.
No.
And I was like, I hope you enjoy driving me to work. Because, like, at this point, our lives were so, like, separated. Like, school, like, college, work. This is when I still actually decided to go to college.
Yeah.
College, work, all that stuff. Like we there was it would be so inconvenient for her to not for me to not have a car that
so
it was
you
like
knew.
I was just like yeah I was like here
yeah.
you go
Here's
I was
piece.
Like I was like enjoy driving me to work and school like it'll make you late to school because she's a teacher
yeah
I was like that's where we're at and she folded she was like
she
okay
folded.
She folded she's like okay you know what fine you don't have to tell me. But, and like, I forget what the stipulation was.
Never again or something.
I think
like
I might have got my phone taken away or something. Like,
yeah.
Which, like, still, like, at like 19 felt like really childish mm-hmm. or whatever. But I forget what the stipulation was. But I.
But you were under her roof.
I was
her rules.
I was under her roof and I was under her rules. Man, that was probably one of the worst. Like, just. I thought
like,
I had it made.
Yeah. It sounds like you really messed up. You didn't fully make sure the room was
set
clean.
Yeah. I didn't clean the damn table.
Yeah.
I don't know how I didn't yeah. how
all
I
you
let
do is
that
just take a wipe. Just
I
take
know.
A wipe to it.
A stupid Clorox wipe ruined it. A stupid Clorox wipe gave cuz it wasn't even my mom that discovered
beforehand.
The stickiness. It wasn't even my mom that discovered the stickiness on the table. She cuz when she comes home, she just goes straight up the stairs.
Huh.
It was my sister who ratted on
oh,
me.
Oh, it's always a sibling.
It was my sister who came home one weekend, and I think that Sunday that my mom came home, my sister had some friends over too, because she's actually old enough to have like a wine night kind of thing.
Right.
She had some friends over, and they were like, hey, this table is disgusting.
Oh, no.
My sister was like, my sister is the one who screwed me on that one.
Was it? Purpose? Was it on purpose? Like, did she mean to screw you over? Was she just like,
know.
Hey, this table's
yeah,
sticky.
You
should
have been like,
it?
Listen, this is what happened. Like, have my back. If you have a good relationship with her.
See, like, we don't have a bad relationship. It was just one of those, like, I don't know if she is cool with me drinking. I don't know,
oh,
like, if,
okay.
like, you know what I mean? Like, it was one of those, like, she was a little goody two shoes her whole
life.
She
the firstborn?
She's actually the middle child.
Okay.
See, like, we have like a weird kind of joke in my family is like my brother, we really don't know who he's from because he doesn't look like anybody.
Okay.
Yeah, really, legitimately. Like we're like, Drew, don't know what happened to you because he doesn't look like anybody.
Okay.
He's got like different, like his eyes are green and every other person in our family is blue. All right. His eyes are green and he can do this thing where he flicks his cheek and it does the water droplet sound.
Uh-huh.
You guys seen that?
Yeah.
He can do that.
I can't do it.
Oh, I was excited. I was excited. I thought you
were
about to
goes.
Do it. I was like, oh shoot.
No, I can't do it.
So like he's got these weird little like genetic traits that we're just like
doesn't add up.
Doesn't work.
Yeah.
But then like we're always like, Katie is my mom and I'm my dad. Like everyone's like perfect spitting image of
yeah.
the two and then whatever the hell happened over here. So like I was in a point where I was just like, is Katie gonna rat on me? Like is like do we have like a understanding of like, hey, we're both adults, like
yeah
kind of thing? Or is it gonna be Ben was drinking
so
in the
she
house.
Lived in the house at the time with you?
I think so. I can't really remember,
but she happened to be there.
She happened
see,
to be
if
there.
You knew she was gonna be there at any point after this party was thrown, you had to let her know.
I want to say she was...
If you wanted to pull it off.
I want to say she was in an apartment, but every so often, her friends and her would just go to my mom's house to have wine night
mm-hmm.
because of the basement, because it was just like its own
yeah.
separate area.
Yeah.
And it was like bigger than most of their apartments. So I really just let... But like, my sister throwing me under the bus, she was like, this table's gross. Like,
yeah.
someone obviously had some liquor over here.
That's rough.
I will say the number one thing from that party, best thing that I think happened, was a video of me chugging Fireball for an entire Snapchat.
Oh,
so
yeah.
10 seconds?
10 seconds.
That's impressive.
I mean, it was before it
that
was.
Sounds awful.
This will probably date. This will probably date it a little bit, but it was before Snapchat let you do the rollover thing, so it always
yeah.
just cut off.
Yeah, 10 seconds. That's all.
10 seconds, and I remember the girl that was taking the Snapchat because she was like she was one of the reverse, you know, so she was looking at herself with me in the background,
mm-hmm.
and she's like, "Hey, oh God!" Like it's like just the look of pure terror and shock as I'm just downing this Fireball over and over and over again. But that's what I drank. That was my thing. Another part. See, here's how I know we're probably up against it. I'm just gonna push it. Sorry, Will. We'll figure it out.
You're fine. Push it.
Here's how I know I am the spitting image of my dad, is basically when I turned 16, he kind of started letting me drink beer with him as I got older, more and more, whatever.
Yeah.
So like at 18, we would drink moonshine.
Wow.
Love moonshine.
Moonshine, wow.
Most of this, it's mostly the stuff from like from up in Gatlinburg, so it's not like the 140 proof, you know.
Not the strong.
It's not the stuff you can start your car on.
Yeah.
But we'd be drinking moonshine, and for the most part it was always cinnamon. The cinnamon moonshine, and so like I was like, I drink cinnamon moonshine every other weekend with my dad. Cinnamon whiskey.
That's easy.
Child's play. And, like, my friends thought I was joking, and I was like, no, I'm not joking. Give me that bottle. And I just started putting it down.
Jeez. I'm not a big cinnamon fan.
Not a big cinnamon fan.
No.
See.
Can't do the cinnamon.
We might have to get into some more stories, because there's a Christmas that ruined it for me.
Oh, no. So you're done on cinnamon now.
It's up in the air.
Okay.
A Christmas at my dad's house.
I mean, that can happen. One bad experience and you're out.
Where he and I finished a whole jar. Just the two of us.
No, that sounds awful.
What a night.
What a night.
Stick with us. We'll be back on the other side. This is Overtime here on Fan Run Radio. I hope you're enjoying the story times. Not a whole lot of sports. We got some to get into. Some spreads for Tennessee were released today. Vegas and Phil Steele, who's a big college football writer, he put some stuff out today. Got the summer league on in the background, so maybe we can get some storylines from that. Got birthdays coming up in hour two. Mount Rushmore here in a little bit.
We got some stuff going on.
We'll have to figure out what we're doing for Mount Rushmore, but I've got an idea in my head. Me and Will kind of talked about it before the show.
We'll get a good one.
We'll figure it out. Stick with us. We'll be back on the other side. This is Overtime here on Fox Sports Knoxville. We're back. We're back on the program. I'm not good at the dismounts or coming in parts. Like, I thrive in the middle.
I hear the music.
I thrive in the middle parts where we're just having conversation. But let's get into this Phil Steele stuff. He released his spreads for the Tennessee season. Every game, he actually coupled it with the Vegas lines too, so there is some separation here. I think the best way to do this is kind of like a guessing game.
Okay.
Do you think you guys can guess the spreads?
I'll do my best.
All right. Start it off. Georgia State. I'll give you Vegas's. You guys have to guess Phil Steele's, because I trust Phil Steele's a little bit more. He's like an actual like college football analyst. Focuses a lot on the SEC. Cody McClure says he trusts him with his life, so
wow, that's pretty intense.
That's probably the biggest seal of approval you can get, I'd say.
Okay.
So Vegas puts the Georgia State game at Tennessee minus 25. Jeez, we're a 25-point favorite for you. For those of you that don't do betting lines and aren't addicted to gambling and such.
Yeah.
Where do you think Phil Steele has us? Minus 25 in Vegas.
I don't know.
God, you have to give a number.
I know.
Will, say something.
Minus 30. I think he likes this a little bit more.
Okay.
I was thinking like minus 20.
Whew. You guys are both right around it. He actually likes this a little bit less, minus 24. But okay. Right at it. It's basically
right
the same.
It. Got it.
Here's the one that really matters, BYU. Our first real non-conference game, quote-unquote test of the season, maybe?
7.
Okay.
Minus 10.5.
Sorry, guys, Vegas did not list one on here, which is why I couldn't give you it. They haven't listed one yet. BYU, they have us favored 4 over BYU.
4.
4,
wow.
Which felt really low to me.
Yeah, especially because we're home.
Mm-hmm.
I was expecting at least a touchdown, if not more.
Yeah.
The way I kind of see it is, in the NFL, home field advantage, you get 3 points.
Yeah.
So in college, statistically, like, the actual, like, betting line, what, you know, professionals say in college, it's actually closer to, like, 5.
Okay.
So Phil Steele doesn't even think we're home field advantage better than BYU.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, I guess I could see that. It's early in the season, you know, coming off of what happened last season. But still, BYU, like,
I mean, they don't have that like the big quarterback that everybody was high on last year is gone. He left. They don't have, like, I mean, like, it's BYU. They don't necessarily have, like, a top-tier defense or anything, right. You know, like.
They don't go against SEC teams often.
Yeah, it's like, it's, so -4 felt really, really low to me. I'm kind of with you, Julia. I was kind of thinking 7.5, like, at the most, like, 9 maybe. Like,
yeah.
I'm kind of in the, like, we should be easily a touchdown, if not to 10-point favorites over BYU. Simply because, like, of who we are,
yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. We, like, in the SEC, no matter how bad you are, minus Vanderbilt, really, you have a different level of athlete than most every other conference, especially BYU, who's, like, independent or in, like, the Mountain West or something like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I agree. Like, this is a different level. This is a different level of athlete on the field at every position.
Yeah. And especially since BYU's coming across the country to us.
To us.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's, for how bad it's been, it's Neyland Stadium.
Yeah.
It's still probably at its peak.
It's going to be like nothing BYU's probably ever experienced before.
Yeah, exactly. Those guys,
the atmosphere, the noise.
Those players walk into that and think it's the Roman Coliseum.
Probably.
Like they come in there and, like, at its peak, Tennessee is probably still the 5th to 3rd toughest place to play in the country. Like, yeah. When you have 100,000 people just all against you, that's hard to deal with at 18, 19, 20 years old. BYU has the advantage of being, like, 25 because they all get to go on their Mormon missions.
Right.
Which still seems unfair that you're having these guys that are basically in their physical prime going up against college kids, but it's fine. It's fine. It's not like they're getting to train or anything while they're gone.
Yeah.
I mean, carrying water buckets up 3 miles of hills and barefoot both ways.
Not the same kind of training.
let's see. We got Chattanooga. They don't have a line, but I would say we're probably 30-point favorites, if not more.
At least.
We should be at least.
Hopefully.
Florida has, or Vegas has Florida as a 15-point favorite over the Vols. Where do you think Phil Steele's got us?
I'm going to say maybe probably around the same as Vegas in 14.5, 15. Same okay. As Vegas.
Okay. Vegas has us as 15-point dogs to Florida. Where does Phil Steele have us? Intern Will.
We're still underdogs, so I'll probably go +12.
That's pretty close. It's pretty close. Phil Steele's high on us. He's got +10.
Okay.
He says we're only going to lose by 2 scores, which I guess, well, I mean, I guess 15 is still 2 scores, but.
Yeah.
Feels better in my heart.
Yeah. 10, I'll take it.
I mean, hopefully we win it. I really think the Florida hype is a little too much.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to be as good as people are.
They are being hyped up a lot.
I think
they don't have a team. Half of their players have
I know,
left.
Everybody's leaving.
Yeah, they got oh man, SEC Mike did a whole breakdown today. Give me a second. I'm gonna pull this thing up.
Like it's ridiculous.
Oh man, I just exited.
Everybody
out of
is such an idiot. Saying how they're just falling apart because everybody's leaving.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing right now. Let my computer catch up with me because I am typing way too fast. But SEC Mike did a whole breakdown of all the people that
of Florida, yeah.
Of all the people that are leaving. Okay, now that my computer's finally caught up, let's get here.
Yeah,
we got a call, we got a caller.
Yeah, we got Westchester on the line. Do you want me to bring him in, or do you want us to wait?
Go ahead and bring him in.
All right. How are we doing, kids?
How are we doing, Westchester?
Good. Hey, I hate to tell y'all, because you're dead wrong. Y'all realize that both BYU and UAB beat more bowl teams than we did last year.
Well, that doesn't mean anything. Bowl teams, that's just 6-6. Like, if you're in the Mountain West, you should be able to get to
six. Well, it should mean something if we can't beat more than they do. And we're in the SEC. Do you realize we played more bowl teams being in the SEC than they did?
Well, I mean, that would make sense. The SEC is a lot more strong than the Mountain West.
Right. So, I hate to tell you guys, but we can talk stakes later, but we're going to get our butts kicked by BYU.
Oh, Westchester.
No, seriously. These 25-year-old kids are going to come in here and beat our butts. I mean, it's not even going to be close. Like, we can talk stakes later when it gets close, because I don't want to, you know, totally just surprise y'all with how bad this game's going to be, but Tennessee's not very good.
Well, I could have told you that.
BYU is.
BYU is probably what I would consider the epitome of average.
BYU would be, the way the SEC East is right now, BYU would be third in the East. Do you argue that? I'll take Georgia, Florida, and then them over anyone else in the SEC East right now.
I would easily take. I would take us over them. Damn it! And you know what? I would take Missouri too, and Kentucky last year.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, none of them beat three bowl teams, didn't they?
But at the same time, BYU is an independent or a Mountain West, like Ben said earlier. So the level of bowl teams they're playing, even if it's more bowl teams, they're not necessarily on the same level as the bowl teams in the SEC.
Yeah,
were playing.
They don't play SEC.
They
teams
lost to
often.
Utah State by 25 points. They lost. Boise State by 10 or by 7. One of those bowl teams you're talking about is New Mexico State.
Yeah, they
would
just.
Would you trade New Mexico State for UAB right now?
No, I'd rather just beat the hell out of UAB. I think they're both the same.
Of course you would, because you're more scared of UAB than you are in Mexico State. But the point is, Tennessee's, by the way, UAB beat more bowl teams than Tennessee did last year. You know that, right?
Yeah, you already said that. But we.
I know. The
good teams they beat, Arizona, Wisconsin, and like Arizona was bad, really, now that I'm really looking at it, because Arizona. That was what's his face?
Kevin Summerlin.
Kevin Summerlin from A&M's like first or second year. I think they won 4 games.
Mm-hmm.
And then like they beat like McNeese State. They lost to Washington. They're probably one of their better opponents. Lost to Utah State. Every ranked team they played, they lost to minus Wisconsin.
Oh, Utah State's is a rival game. I mean, that's you can't count.
And they
that
lost by 25 points. You can't get up for a rival game to pull it within 25 points and then 4 scores.
How much did we lose to Vandy by last year?
I actually don't recall, because every time we lose to Vandy, I block it out of my memory.
I understand.
Because I'm on the verge of suicide.
When we can't beat Kentucky and Vanderbilt.
We beat Kentucky
we
by
beat
3
Kentucky
scores.
Last year. I mean, we. Yeah.
When we can't beat them both every year because we're that far down, we can't say that BYU is a bad team because they can't beat their one rival. I mean, come on. We got to realize that all I want to say, I'm like, okay, all right. Forget the fact that I said they're going to lose. All I want is that you guys to say you're a little bit worried about them and you'd rather have another non-conference in there than them.
I am not worried about BYU.
I mean, compared to non-conferences like West Virginia we had last year.
Oklahoma before that.
Yeah, I'd rather take BYU.
I'll take BYU.
You realize we lost West Virginia, right?
Yeah, we did, because they're actually good.
Yeah.
BYU is
they
like
had a lot of hype coming into last season.
West Virginia had 4 players that got drafted in the first 3 rounds. BYU has not had that in maybe ever. Is there one player that quarterback, Steve Young, right? Like, is that their one first round draft pick ever?
Yeah, I mean, I can't recall.
Like BYU, honestly, is a gift on this schedule comparatively to like Oklahoma and West Virginia, because really it should automatically gain you one more win.
It should, if we're where we think we should be.
Like, and many forget that if you're a good coach, you make the leap in year two.
Yeah.
If Tennessee is where we think they should be,
then we're going 8-4.
Vandy's an automatic win. Kentucky's an automatic win.
Exactly.
Missouri's an automatic win.
I agree.
South Carolina's an automatic win.
And BYU, damn it!
Dang right they should be. But you're telling me right now that you're going to take all of those four as an automatic win? Of course you're not. You're not crazy.
I'm going to go ahead and say that all of the non-conference is an automatic win. You should be 4-0 in the non-conference. BYU doesn't scare me at all.
So we're going to be UAB. Okay, going back from BYU, we're going to be UAB when we're down and late in the season. I'd rather play UAB earlier than later. I'd rather switch to Chattanooga and the UAB game, and we probably win all of our non-conference. I don't like UAB because of where it is in the schedule, because we're going to be so bad by that point, we're going to give up.
No.
But
no.
Well, with all right, that mentality.
All right, we'll talk about it later.
There's going to be
a lot of I told you so coming, but
Westchester,
we'll go from there.
Westchester, come November, I'll come back on the show. I will take somebody's place on the show for a day just so I can say I told you so.
Oh, no, we can call you in. I mean, we can call you. It's fine.
All right, it was good talking to you, Westchester. Is he gone?
He's
all right. We're kind of in this weird spot where we can't really take a break.
We can take a short break.
We could probably take a short break. Let me hit this SEC Mike thing. We were talking about the Gators, half their team leaving. 9 Gators have hit the transfer portal this offseason. Two signees gone after a semester. 2 more failed to qualify, and they have 3 that they still haven't gotten to campus.
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of a little bit of a dumpster fire.
So that's 9, 11, 13, 16 of their 25 players on the signing class gone.
Right. That's not a good look.
That's not a good look heading into the season. I like our chances against Florida. I like where we're at. Let's try to hit a short break. Then we got Mount Rushmore on the other side. Going to be ranking or placing video games up there.
Video games.
Video games in honor of NCAA's death anniversary this past week. See you guys on the other side.
You've been there for the scraped knees, for the soccer games, for the dance recitals, for all the milestone moments. For 85 years, Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union has been there too, helping children learn smart financial habits. Start your child on the right path with our Jumpstart Savings Account and earn more with 3% APY on the first $500. Learn more at tvacreditunion.com. Moving together through life, upward and forward. Federally insured by NCUA. APY equals annual percentage yield. Ask for details.
You guys have really good thoughts.
We do.
They're pretty good. I'm having a fun time back here. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Probably recognize a lot of them.
Yeah. That probably helps them from 3 and out. All those songs are old.
Yeah.
Houston's age.
A little different.
No, every time I'm on a different show, I'm always exposed to these different bumpers.
The bumpers.
I feel like...
Y'all have good bumpers, though.
I was going to say, I feel like we do a pretty good job of trying to get some fresh ones in.
Like
I've personally put in like 4 Migos songs. Mm-hmm. Like Pure Water, love that one.
Yeah, yours are a little bit more recent.
We've got some fresh ones, but every other show I've ever been a part of that I get to kind of hop on, like I'm like, oh man, this is a good bumper.
Yeah.
But then like John is really picky about certain things, so I don't want to push any buttons, so I kind of just stick to our like we embrace being the sort of younger guys, I guess. Like obviously like Overtime is the college age group. Like you got, you know, Tanner, 20-something.
Yeah.
Julia, Will's in high school now. Nicole was in college.
Yeah.
But we kind of pride ourselves on being like the mid 20s crowd, like just being like right in that range of we can love the older stuff, but hey, we're young and hip too.
Yeah.
John likes to keep me around at least because it makes him feel a little bit younger.
Yeah. Hey.
So we're still kind of breaking down this Florida line. The Phil Steele lines that were kind of announced. I'm mad. All right. I'm mad at Westchester, okay?
He's trying to bring us down.
We're not losing to damn BYU or freaking UAB, all right?
We should. I mean, I understand the worry about both of them. Like, you can't be sure with Tennessee, especially within the last, you know, however many years.
Yeah, of course.
But, you know, with all the hype and BYU coming to an SEC conference game, it's home for us. Like, if we're where we should be, we should win.
By the end of this week, I'm going to make Westchester say we're winning 10 games.
Good luck with that.
I'm just going to get them there. We're going to slowly chip away at it.
Good luck trying to convince any Tennessee fan that we're going to win 10 games.
You should see the people that listen to me and John.
Really?
And Cody.
Are they convinced?
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know if it's a going joke at this point.
Yeah.
Because I always laugh. I always think it's hilarious. But, like, anytime we talk about the season, it's like, well, I mean, really, we should win 10, like, but that's like if we slip up, yeah. You know, like, you know, really, like, it should be like 11-1 if we get a good bounce, and then like Bama's probably in play, like stuff like that, you know.
Yeah,
that, like, and it just, like, I find it really funny. And then, like, some of our listeners, like, kind of talk, and there was a graphic out that was like 90% of Tennessee's offense is coming back for the 2019 season.
Yeah, so,
and someone else tweeted back and was like, what's 90% of nothing? And then another guy tweeted back, sounds like 10 wins to me.
Yeah.
Like, that's like where a lot of Vol fans find themselves, especially in the July range. So by the end of this week, because I'm here till Friday,
yeah,
we're gonna get Westchester on the 10-win train.
Good.
10-3. Wait, that's with a bowl game. Oh, I'm really messing this up now. Well, let's get to the other side. That's when we're actually going to be playing Mount Rushmore.
There you
not
go.
Overtime.
Mount Rushmore on
this
the other
is overtime.
Side.
Mount Rushmore on the other side. Stick with us.